We have a group in Camillus called Spirit of Hope United in Lyme, and that is under the umbrella organization of the Empire State Lyme Disease Association, which was founded by Eva Hoy down in Long Island. And yeah.
What are the activities?
We meet once a month, and we meet at the Camillus Senior Center at 7 o'clock in the back, and it's a support group. And my background is that I'm a therapist, and so because of this illness, I cannot work. I just can't function. My brain doesn't work that way anymore. And so I chose to work with Cindy, and we meet with people who have Lyme, who think they may have Lyme, and who are the caretakers for people who have Lyme. And we support them. I'm also a member of ILADS, which is the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society. They are the people that train the doctors about Lyme disease. And so I have the privilege to be able to refer people to doctors, which is what I did as a therapist. People come in, sometimes we have topics. We're actually meeting this coming Tuesday, and I want to talk about misdiagnosis and how common that is, and just don't think you don't have it just because you don't have a bullseye rash or because you don't have Bell's palsy. In 2001, I started getting symptoms, and I didn't know what the heck they were, and not until 2012 was I diagnosed with Lyme disease, and that's how long it takes. That's how long it takes, and I don't want anyone to have to suffer like that. That's why when people come in, we talk about feelings, we talk about where to go, we talk about what to eat, what not to eat, and it's okay to have the feelings that they feel about this illness, and it's okay to feel that they're not being heard, because I never was.
Do you think that your misdiagnosis, let me ask you a different way, could it have been diagnosed, but they just weren't looking for the right stuff, or is it just hard to see?
If the doctors knew what they were looking for, if they had a proper education about Lyme disease, about the guidelines, about the treatment, about having, you know, all these crazy symptoms all the time, it's coined as the great imitator, because I was diagnosed with bulging discs, spinal stenosis, drug seeking, crazy, being a hypochondriac, and then finally, or lupus, chronic fatigue. Then finally, they said, you either have MS or ALS. I didn't have any of those things. It was wasting their time and mine. I'm not putting any ill towards any doctors. They just didn't know about it. We need to educate the medical community about this. We have to. And about the public, about what to do and what not to do. Like, stay away from Green Lakes.
Yeah. I mean, I have heard of that.
It's ground zero. Like it's ground zero for this.
What have you seen in recent years in all your work? Is this growing more prevalent? I mean, how is the medical community responding here recently?
The truth is they need to be educated. Every other day, if not every day, I get a call because of I'm in the public eye. What do I go? What do I do? I have these symptoms. And I said, I'm not a doctor. However, I suffered from Lyme disease and I still suffer. And I'm going to give you these referrals of where to go, because you have to understand, we don't have a Lyme doctor in Syracuse. You know that, right?
No, we did not.
We don't have a Lyme doctor in Syracuse. We have one doctor that comes once a month from Albany, but in order for us, my first Lyme doctor, I moved to Virginia. I had to go to Virginia for this. Yeah. Now I go to someone in Albany.